and everyone, welcome back to another episode of the MSU Sports Zone podcast. Today, joining me is a good friend of mine and true freshman offensive lineman, Justin Stevens, who opted out. What's going on, Justin?
Nothing. Appreciate you for having me on.
Absolutely. This has been a long time in place, but we finally got it to work out.
Yeah, finally. No, it's hard to get the schedules to work out, but glad we could finally get something worked out.
Absolutely. So to get right into it, if I would have told you when you signed your letter of intent at Michigan State around a year ago, or whatever that was, that you'd be opted out for the upcoming season and be in another country taking classes, not even at Michigan State right now, what would you have told me?
I probably would have laughed at you. Definitely probably would have laughed at you because obviously when I signed my letter of intent, I was ready to – in a year to be ready to play football and playing in the Big Ten, training with the team. And I think even if you told me it wouldn't be under Coach D'Antonio, I think I would have even laughed at you. But obviously a lot has changed in a year.
Yeah, and do that last point, just to touch on that really quick. You know, when he retired, I remember, you know, a lot of guys saying they were shocked. They didn't know it was coming. As a guy that was, you know, recruited by him, How difficult was that to handle at first?
Actually, the first week was really tough. Like, I was pretty upset because obviously this guy, he recruits you, and you know that's who you choose to play for. Obviously, I didn't expect him to be there for all 4 years, but I expected him to be there for the first two. But quickly, I was kind of. And stay. We're going to find a great way to, you know, turn around this program and bring us back to 2015 seasons.
Yeah, luckily we got that figured out quickly.
100% at such an interesting time too. You know, who even gets a coach in February? So the fact that we got such a great hire and, you know, filled out the rest of the staff with such key hires. So late, it's pretty astonishing.
Yeah, that's a question I actually have in a minute to ask you. It's about that. But the next thing, obviously, just touch on it because, you know, you really haven't said it and I'm not trying to get everything out of you. But, you know, how has the opt-out process been so far? Have you regretted it in any way whatsoever being that you announced it obviously before the NCAA came out and said, you know, every player gets, you know, the year of eligibility back?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it was a tough decision, and I don't think I regret it because obviously everything I make is final, and that's just kind of how I live my life. But I think everyone is probably a little surprised at how great they were able to keep everyone healthy and keep negative testing at such a high rate. I mean, there's only been like two games in the Big Ten that have been canceled so far, and you have guys traveling from state to state, so. It's they've done a great job with testing and everything. So, obviously, my safety is the number one priority for myself. But I definitely think that the Big Ten's done an amazing job, and I wouldn't be surprised if I could go back and remake that decision if I was there right now.
Yeah, the only decision I have, you know, that they kind of messed up was just the starting so late. You look at Ohio State got canceled this week. Like, they kind of get screwed. They can't replay it because there's not enough days. But other than that, like you said, they've managed it a lot better than I think people would have thought because of just how bad they did it at first. But I agree with you there.
Yeah, I think that the Big Ten and pretty much every school has done a great job of keeping their players isolated and keeping positives down. Of course, there's going to be positives because we're in a pandemic, so you have to be ready for that. But the fact that we still have games going on every week and very few cancellations. It just shows the level of time and effort put into this plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to touch on this next point, you know, you talked about D'Antonio, but also you weren't recruited by, as someone who wasn't recruited by offensive line coach Chris Kapilovich, you know, what's your impression been so far? I don't think I've heard a bad thing out of him from anyone.
Yeah, I think that Coach Cap, you know, having a new O-line coach was something I didn't think that I would have within my college years. I thought you know, Coach Bowman would be there for the majority. But obviously when that switch happened, I was worried. But they probably have the best, like, we're in great hands. Like, I feel like they put – honestly, I'm going to say he's the best offensive line coach in the country. I'm just going to say that there. And especially with the GA, Coach Harris, too, it's like – it's literally like having two offensive line coaches that that know what they're talking about and are on the same page constantly. Just fundamentals and – you know, every drill has so much meaning to the game, which is hard to find because I feel like as an offensive lineman, it's hard to mimic, the really trench play because of how hard it is on your body. And if you're not actually going one-on-one with someone every rep, it's kind of hard to get better. But he's broken it down to such a specific level of just learning the fundamentals, technique. I don't think that there's a chance this offensive line, like this offensive lineman or this offensive line coach could completely change Michigan State offensive line for the next 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, and that's my next thing was, like, you know, obviously you're smart enough to watch that. The O-line has struggled this year, but do you think that's a product of, you know, not necessarily being used to, you know, Coach Cap, but it's a totally different mindset than playing for Bowman, who I'm assuming Cap is a little more energetic out
there. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really experience pretty much any of Coach Bowman because I think we had one practice before the new staff went out in January. But people who are talking about offensive line play right now, it's like we had 3 weeks before the season to really learn the scheme. Obviously we've been learning the scheme since the coaching staff hire, but it's a Big Ten offense. It's not easy offense to just pick up and understand right away. There's going to be growing pains 100%. You look at even Bill Belichick, when he was first at the Browns. I mean, didn't have a great season. The first seasons are usually extremely bad when it comes to college football. Mm-hmm. and NFL football with new coaches. But I think as more people learn and become comfortable with the scheme, things are going to change very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And to the last thing to touch on that, you know, what's something that, you know, most fans might not know about Chris Kapovich in the O-line? You know, is he a guy that's going to just call you out in the room, or is he just, you know, a guy that's going to make you run after practice if you mess up?
Coach Cap is like, he's a physical guy. He coaches hard, but he loves hard. So it's like, if you're in the room with him, he's not gonna scream at you in the offensive line room when he's trying to coach you up during film. I mean, obviously, there's gonna be times he does, but on that field, different story. He always says that, you know, the guy he is on the field is a different guy than he is off the field, and it's 100%. I mean, he's gonna coach you the hardest. You know, anyone coaching, he'll get on your back the hardest anyone will get on your back on the whole field. I mean, he wants us to be great, and he wants to be at Michigan State, which is a big thing. I feel like being a Spartan, you got to hold that on your chest. I mean, if you don't, you shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And obviously the next thing, you know, the season hasn't gone as hoped by, you know, some quote unquote Michigan State fans, but Michigan State could be 1-3 in year six with another head coach in the state, you know, coming off a 49-11 loss. So what's your message to those fans that simply aren't aware of, you know, what Mel Tucker and all of you guys have had to go through since February to even get to this point?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the first thing is you got to cut the team some slack. Obviously, mm-hmm. Me coming in and then in March being sent home because of the pandemic and then being on Zoom until June, missing all that spring ball period. That's a period where you got to iron out all the, you know, all the mistakes, all the little things, the nuances that you have within each play. Without that spring ball period, it's pretty much like moving everything into fall camp. And when you move everything into fall camp, I mean, you got to learn a lot of stuff very, very quickly. So, like I said, there's going to be growing pains, but you know, it's a building block experience. People say, oh, it's a full rebuild. I don't think it's that. I think it's a new head coach. It's a very odd year, a year it's probably going to be one with an asterisk if you think about it. Yeah. Just because of the cancellations, like, to be completely honest with it, it's probably going to be one with asterisks. And I don't know. It's you got to just trust the process. It's Michigan State. We've never won games because we were the most talented. We've won games because we worked the hardest, and that's what we're trying to get to right now.
Yeah, and I don't think people, you know, you didn't bring this up. People forget too. We had to, you guys had to quarantine for 2 weeks in the summer. You know, while you know Michigan, other teams in the Big Ten, most of them didn't have to do that. So that's an additional 2 weeks off the field that you know no one's talking about.
Yeah, 100%. But obviously, it's easy to point fingers, and I can guarantee no one wants to lose games. So,
yeah.
As you can see, Coach Tucker was serious about it in the press conferences. You know, we aren't here to lose games. He's not here to lose games. No one on this team is here to lose games. And if they are, I'm sure that Coach Tucker wouldn't have them around. And that's just it, period.
Yep. And the last thing, you know, you kind of touched on it a minute ago. You know, you said, you know, they're not the highest ranked guys. And that's exactly right, you know, for recruiting. You know, yourself not being a, you know, absolute high five star. What do you tell the fans right away that, you know, might throw their hands up if they see a recruiting commit that's not a 4 or 5 star necessarily?
Look at Michigan State over the last like 20 years. Look at how many 3 stars, 2 stars came in and were, you know, taught pretty much the fundamentals, technique, and came out as, you know, a high draft pick in the NFL. I mean, like I said, we aren't the guys who are 5 stars, you know, top of the line in high school. We're guys who work hard and are going to outwork you. And that's Michigan State. We're a blue-collar program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how that's the whole star-driven thing. You know, it's kind of messed up the whole way college football is played. I don't know if Kevin Wigginton, offensive lineman, who's committed next year. You know, he even told me, he's like, he's a 3-star like yourself. And he's like, I played, you know, against a lot of these so-called 5-stars in New Jersey. And, you know, a lot of them aren't as special as their ranking. You know, I just think that's messed up totally the way fans, you know, think and all that.
100%. So, I mean, if you look at my film, I went up against, I think, 3 5-star defensive ends. And I said, I promise you, the best defensive end I went up against was Jeff Petrowski.
Oh,
yeah,
State.
Easily. And yep. I've went up against IMG. You'll probably know their third string defensive ends are committed to Auburn and Clemson. It's like I went up against some of the best talent in the country when I was in high school. And I don't believe in the star thing. I don't really have much to say about it. It is what it is. It's someone else's opinion.
Exactly. And, you know, to close things off, I just want to obviously say thank you for doing this. And, you know, if you want to give one final message to the Michigan State fans, because a lot of these guys are acting like the sky is falling. So what's your message going into the offseason and next year?
Honestly, I don't think this season's over yet. I'm still ready to keep winning games. And, you know, week in, week out, we're going to continue to work. Continue to fight. We're going to win some games that people probably didn't think we were going to win. The season's not over yet. It's close, but it's not over.